Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
How often do you hear the words, stay positive, these days? Yes, we know that being positive relieves stress, is good for our mental health, and has countless other benefits. And it's so hard these days. Our brains aren't actually wired to be positive, which means that it takes lots of work to do so. Here are some tips to help train your brain to keep looking on the bright side. Number one, meditate. It's like a reset button for your brain and helps you shift to positive thinking. Number two, practice gratitude. Noticing things you're thankful for floods our brains with dopamine. Number three, be kind. Kindness is contagious and breeds positivity. Number four, take time for you. To be positive, it's pertinent that you do more things that make you happy in order to neutralize the not-so-happy times. Thoughts, people, events, and so on. Number five, stress less. Easier said than done, but by taking care of your body, drinking water, eating well, moving your body, sleeping well, your cells can regenerate more efficiently. Number six, self-love. Kindness goes for yourself too. Talk to yourself as you would a best friend. Tell yourself once a day a new thing you love about yourself. We hope these tips can help you navigate through these uncertain times with more love and joy. Also, we want to emphasize that what you are doing is enough. Take time to take care of you. We believe in you. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, Allie, and Bobby.
Start your day off with a drink. Let me guess. Our title got your attention, am I right? Perfect. That was the point. This month, Steeping Wellness would like you to take a purposeful drink pause every morning before you begin your day. And while we are not advocating alcohol for breakfast, we are inviting you to experiment with the following five ideas in the hopes your day will begin to feel a little different. One, whatever your choice may be, start with mindfulness, presence, and intention. Pay attention as you prepare your beverage, the sounds, the aroma, the warmth of the cup in your hand, even the taste as you take your first sip. Two, focus on the experience, not your to-do list. While it may be tempting to multitask during this pause, just meet the moment with you and your cup in hand. Set aside your phone, your laptop, and even turn off your TV. This moment was made for you to be intentionally engaged and grounded in the present moment. Three, while there is nothing wrong with a cup or two of caffeinated coffee, too much can lead to dehydration, heartburn, and even anxiety and diminished sleep quality. Try one of the following instead. Infused water. Consider adding some lemon or mint for a hint of flavor and vitamins. Matcha or chai tea. Both have small amounts of caffeine and can aid in digestion. 4. Hey, that's my mug. Did you know that 60% of people say they have an emotional attachment to their favorite mug? Maybe you already have one of your own favorite cherished mugs. If not, be on the lookout for a new mug that conveys attitude, memories, purpose, or simply makes you feel at home. And lastly, remember to be gentle and patient with yourself and give yourself grace. While living our lives in perpetual busyness and constant distraction has been the norm, now is the time to practice the drink pause and learn how to become more present.
The importance of having a healthy routine. You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. That quote was by John C. Maxwell. Getting into a daily routine can be such a challenge, despite the fact that we know all of the good things that would come of it. These times in a pandemic can make it even more of a battle. Start putting positive activities into your daily routine that you'll stick with because they will simply make your life better. You make many choices every day, and the very first ones you make, even if they may seem small, are extremely important. These choices lead into other big ones you'll make throughout your day, which all highly impact your life. So make the bed, drink the water, do the exercise, and eat the healthy breakfast. It's easier to make good decisions in the morning before you've been hit by all the responsibilities and commitments of the day. Stay focused on your priorities and your goals because you deserve to live your best life.
In this month's PB&J interview, Pam and Bobby talk with Jenna Schmidt about all things baking. From being mindful of special dietary needs when in the kitchen to how baking can be a form of self-care, whether the treats are for you or someone else. Whether you are looking for a wedding cake, birthday cake, breakfast pastries, or decadent desserts, Dream Desserts by Design offers a variety of flavors and items and all baked to your custom order. Each menu item is baked in small batches and from scratch using all fresh ingredients. You dream it, she bakes it. For more information, you can contact Jenna using the contact information in the newsletter or by clicking on the link next to the tea times.
Dear 2020, thank you for contributing to my story. We thought it would be nice to spend the first few days of 2021 celebrating some of your personal favorite memories from 2020. Even among the many hardships we faced, there were so many bright spots and small, special moments that kept us all going. Remember, any moments of happiness or comforts, any small accomplishments, matter. You did not waste this year. Be proud of what you have achieved and how far you have come, and see and celebrate the good. We invite you to take a few minutes to reflect on the year none of us will ever forget, and our team too will share some of our favorite things. First, what's one of the favorite things that you watched? For Pam, Queen's Gambit. Two, what are some favorite things that you made or cooked? For Khalees, freezer meals, really any. They make life easy and healthy and so much easier. Three, what was your favorite discovery? For Bobby, that there's a lot one can do to improve themselves during a pandemic. Four, what's one of the favorite things that you read? For Allie, 12 major world religions, the beliefs, rituals, and traditions of humanity's most influential faiths. Favorite quotes? All of us would love to share. For Pam, you're on mute. Khalees, circle of control. Bobby, see that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. And Allie, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing, by Walt Disney. What's one of your favorite quarantine purchases? Pam, bird feeders. And lastly, what's one of your favorite bright spots? Khalees shared that while others have struggled with a slower pace, I've loved it. I've always loved having my kids home from school. Their struggles are real for sure, and I know I'll look back at this time and be happy with the time that I've been able to really spend with my children and partner and feel proud that I was able to make this a tough time. We hope that you've enjoyed reminiscing about 2020 and were able to celebrate and highlight some of the things that really mattered to you.
Applying the tea times to students. Here are some ways to apply the articles from this month to your students. Train your brain to be more positive. Incorporate gratitude practices into your daily check-in or on exit tickets. Practice random acts of kindness for people in your school. There are a ton of resources for classrooms online. And also encourage students to reflect inward and identify things they love about themselves. Start your day with a drink. Have each student bring to class something they love to drink. If they don't have a favorite, encourage them to try infused water. You could even brainstorm as a class some fun infused water recipes like watermelon and mint, rosemary and strawberries, but do it as a class to encourage hydration. At the beginning of class, have them take a mindful minute to really experience their drink. First, have them look at it and observe. Then have them smell it and take in the aroma. Finally, let them slowly sip and taste all the flavors. As an added bonus, play some relaxing music and put a calm scene up. From the article, Dear 2020, thank you for contributing to my story. Do a reflection activity in writing, images, or do a partner or group share on what they're most proud of, what their favorite activity was, or what their favorite memory was from 2020.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.